Reading scripture is Proverbs 15:23. Man has joy in an apt answer, and how delightful is a tiny word.
We can see people hurt or comfort others' heart with words. People make them laugh or more.
그 입의 대답으로 인해 자신에게도 기쁨이 온다고 말씀하셨습니다.
Proverbs 15:23 says, a man has joy in an apt answer, and how delightful is a timely word. The important thing is timing. And I'm going to give you a practical examples of timing. Daniel's three friends kept their faith, not compromising, in front of blazing furnace, and they gave glory to God. Daniel 3:17 says, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire. And in verse 18 it says, but even if it does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. It was the confession of goodness and faith. They could confess like this not because they were not confident. It was rather a confession that even if Father God does not save them, their love and trust in God will not change. It was their confession. And after that, they were not burnt even inside the blazing furnace, and the king Nebuchadnezzar gave glory to God. And through their deeds of faith, through their timely confession, they gave glory to God, and they also received glory. Well, when preachers deliver a message, congregation respond with amen, right? And when it is right timing, then we feel that you are receiving grace, and we feel good as a preacher. And when you say amen well, then you also can be filled with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Well, senior pastor already mentioned it when he delivered the lecture on Proverbs. So timely words is very important. So through this message, I hope that you can say amen well and put this message into your heart. So today, I'm going to look at these timely words from two perspectives and how to speak those timely words to receive blessing. So first perspective is the true value of words can be revealed only when it is done in timely manner. Everything has its time, and situation changes every moment. But if you speak or if you behave ignoring all these cases, then your behavior or your word cannot have true value. Even if you have a great idea, that idea cannot be accepted. So, it is wise to speak or behave according to time. So, words of goodness and words of love, words of the compassion of faith is great. However, to make it more valuable, you have to make it timely. Well, if you read novels or if you watch movies, then you can see that the main character or the hero shows up at the right timing. When the main character is about to suffer, someone shows up and helps the main character, right? So if you read or if you watch a movie, and if you know, I mean, you may know that, ah, this is the timing that the hero or the main character would be saved or will show up. So the main character never dies, right? Even if the main character fights with like dozens of people, or if, you know, he runs in the battlefield, he got never shot, right? So they always, you know, show up at the right timing. So the same applies to your words and behavior. Well, you may think, you know, speak timely words may be a cunning. It is rather wisdom. If you do this, if you speak or if you behave without seeking for your benefit. So, that is true wisdom. For example, you know a man by the name of Hwang Hae in Korean history. He was a very capable man, but he was very upright. So he used to speak and insisted his own idea even to the king. So he was, you know, rebuked by the king many times. And he was exiled to remote places many times. However, even the kings who make the Wang Yi exiled to remote places called him again. And later on, until he died at the age of 87, he became the prime minister and he did a great job. So, to speak timely words, first of all, you should not have any cunningness in your heart. You should rather have honest and upright heart. Well, Father God waits for the very nice timing to work. For example, Abram lost his wife. If Father God had saved his wife right away, it would be good. But, you know, he waited. He waited until some time passed. Then Abram could receive great blessings, and the king who took Abram's wife feared him greatly. They had to be separated for a long time. But Abram trusted Father God. He was under the trials. And the time period of waiting was not so long. But to Father God, he waited for the right timing. Later on, Abram was able to get his wife back. And the king, you know, was feared of him. What about Joseph? When he was sold as a slave, Father God waited. When he was imprisoned, Father God waited. Then, you know, Joseph interpreted dreams of the high officials. And then Joseph thought, as we read that part, we can think that, you know, when those, you know, high officials recover their position, we expect that, you know, Joseph would be remembered by them and then he would be set free. However, Father God waited, and Joseph knew the heart of Father God, so he just waited until the moment of blessing come. When he met with his brothers, he could have welcomed them, right? But since he knew the will and heart of Father God, he rather gave time to his brothers to repent and waited. If you read the Bibles, you can find many moments of thrill. However, you can also find that Father God waits for the precise time. The same thing happened to this church. From the beginning till today, Father God has worked according to the best timing. Sometimes we were nervous. Sometimes we were in a hurry. Sometimes we felt weary. However, Father God has known everything, and He knew the best time. Since Father God knew there was a better time, He helped us wait. And during that period, He allowed us to increase our faith. The blessing of finance. What if had received the blessing three or four years ago? However, we knew what happened to this church in 2010 and 2011 and 2012. And we also know that, you know, through those, you know, years, we've been able to engrave the love of the shepherd into our heart. Then we realized that senior pastor has waited so that, you know, we could increase our faith and participate into the glory of new era along with the shepherd together. And then he waited until we prepare our vessels. So Father God has waited for the best time. Therefore, it is really important that we have to think deeply before we actually speak. Elder Enoch Lee testified, right? His daughter asked him to call her before he, you know, come home. He came early, and then she was very upset, and he couldn't understand. Later, he figured that his daughter was trying to give him a time to celebrate with cake. So that's why his daughter asked him to give her a call prior to come home. And when he realized that, he was so sad. And even though he had the backpack on his back, you know, he went out and he cried and then he put that moment into his heart. If he could have spoken with goodness, he thought about it and he was able to come into goodness. Proverbs 15:28 says, "The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things." Well, in case of a righteous man, he may be able to make mistakes as he speaks before he comes into Holy Spirit. However, if you think deeply before you speak, then chances of mistake will be reduced. Since, you know, you will have no evil in your heart, you will not hurt others with your words. And that kind of, whenever you make mistakes, you will make the think about it, and you will never do it again. Pastor Minkyung Cho testified, right? Even though she didn't do anything wrong, she couldn't consider others' hearts. And she was able to think what she said during the day and try to, she practiced to speak the words of goodness, and then she was able to change. So we have to think deeply before we say. So we have to be led by the Holy Spirit.
잠언 15장 28절 말씀에 의인의 마음은 이라고 말씀하고 계십니다. 의인의 생각은 이라고 말씀하신 것이 아니라 의인의 마음은 깊이 생각한다라고 말씀하십니다.
The verse that I just mentioned, Proverbs 15:28, starts with the heart of the righteous, not the thought of the righteous. So you have to think in your heart before you speak. That's why the wicked man who has evil in his heart speaks words of evil without thinking. Those wicked people in the world, think about them. They speak as if They were like no vending machine. You put coin and it gives out a desired, you know, the product right away, right? So they don't think. They just speak word of, you know, words of evil right away. And they speak, you know, negative words. However, if you are educated even a little at least, then you would not behave like that. You would not, you know, speak like that. The great example of this is found in 1 Samuel chapter 20. It is King Saul. Now they were together, and Saul was together with his son Jonathan, and David was not there. It was because, you know, David escaped from that place thanks to the help of Jonathan. And Saul asked his son what happened. And Jonathan said he permitted him to go to Bethlehem. Well, actually, he thought of this answer together with David. And he wanted to see the reaction of Saul and, to find whether he had the intention of killing David. Now, Saul already decided to kill David. So Jonathan answered like that. His anger, he bursted anger to his son Jonathan. And he said, "You son of a perverse, rebellious woman, do I not know that you are choosing the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness?" He doesn't even remember what kind of words he was speaking. "You are choosing the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness." That's what Saul said. Well, it is such a words of evil. Because of his anger, he spoke recklessly like that. You know, do I not know that you are choosing the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse lives on the earth, neither you nor your kingdom will be established. Therefore now, send and bring him to me, for he must surely die. Well, David actually did only goodness, but out of his evil, he spoke these words of evil. And he even tried to throw a spear to his son, Jonathan, and tried to kill him. Without thinking anything, he spoke and he behaved out of his heart. Likewise, whenever something is not in accordance with their, you know, feelings, they, evil people speak out recklessly. And they judge easily. They just judge according to what they see and what they hear. And they speak words of evil. Even between husband and wife, when you have, you know, harsh feelings together, you know, you should know how to wait until the other can, you know, calm down. Then you have to wait and speak, you know, softly, okay? Then you have to wait for the right time. And that's the wisdom. The newcomers are so happy. And they wanted to install GCN satellite for their mothers. "So I will install GCN satellite for you," a son said. And his mother didn't like it. Because she does not like the message of senior pastor. So she didn't like the idea of installing GCN satellite. So she talked to her mother-in-law. So the mother and the wife talked to her husband. And she said, "We like senior pastor message, right? But you know what? Your mother, you know, haven't seen senior pastor yet. So before installing GCN satellite, why don't we change first? Then she will see how we change, and then she will say, 'Wow, my son and daughter-in-law went to mom and church and they truly changed.'" And if we, told her to install GCN satellite, then she might like it. She had a conversation with her husband like that. And he said, I think you're right. I think, no, I didn't do anything to my mom. So let's deal with our mom in goodness. And when she feels good and when she likes it, let's advise her to install the Jushin satellite. Well, when I heard this story, I was so thankful. When you preach the gospel of sanctification, first of all, you have to show the examples with your behaviors. You used to, you know, insist your own idea. You were stubborn. But now you are changed, and you should show that kind of changed behavior. Then your mom will like it. You know, that's what he said, and she said. Well, she said, her husband used to say, I will go home, and then whenever he comes, the table should be ready. Usually he gives her call after Daniel prayer meeting, and then when he comes back, it's about like 1 o'clock in the morning. But she has prepared the table, and set the table, and her husband loved it so much. Now, like this, as we listen to the message, that we have to put it in our heart, and we have to be wise to, you know, think before we speak. So, what I'm saying is, even though we are not wise, we have to train ourselves to think before we speak. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, we should be able to speak words of value. Well, we receive grace as we read the Bible. Then we have to, you know, learn from those examples of the Bible. You have to think like this, and you have to apply what they did to your life, and you can change. Only when we have this kind of truth in our heart, we can speak the words of goodness. Now, the second perspective is, the timely words cannot be spoken in just any time. Well, you can see that this timely word cannot be done just any time. Those words were spoken at the best time, and then their confession became beautiful confession, and they were able to receive a great blessing. Now, we look back. We have to, from time to time, we have to show our faith. Once the chance is gone, once the timing is gone, then we regret, oh, I should have said, you know, I believe. It's like, you know, waving your hand after a bus passed by. When Father God gives you chance, I want to see your faith, then it is the time to confess your faith. That's the timely confession. Then Father God will work for the good. As I said earlier, Daniel's three friends, they said, even if it does not, they are thankful. Now, when Father God heard that, he was so thankful. And he rejoiced. Father God rejoiced. It was a great confession of faith. Then you may think, I will make the confession of faith all the time. Well, even if you think like that, you cannot do it all the time. Of course, confession of faith is important. However, since you don't believe in your heart, even if you speak with your lips only, it cannot work. Well, you just say, if I receive in a prayer, I will be healed. First of all, you have to prepare your vessel first, and then you have to speak, then the answer will come. Daniel and his three friends were able to show this kind of faith even before death with deeds. You know, it was seven times hotter than, you know, normal fire, normal furnace. However, even at that time, they made a confession. And then their confession were true. It was proven. Some people say, you know, they have faith, as if they have good faith. However, it is not faith. It is actually wisdom. You know, there are many people who come to senior pastor to receive his prayer. And many of them received in healing works. However, when actual thing happened to you, I'm not sure whether you can show proper deed and make the proper confession of faith. Well, many of you say that, you know, if you go to senior pastor and receive his prayer, then you will be healed. However, senior pastor said, at least you have to listen to the message of the cross and you have to repent and then come and receive prayer, then, you know, people can be healed. That's what senior pastor said. Someone was desperate to receive a blessing and he prepared and he came to senior pastor. And then I said, as you come before senior pastor, and the senior pastor asks you, what kind of disease you have, then you have to tell, you have to say exactly what kind of disease you have. Now he went before senior pastor, and the senior pastor asked him, what kind of prayer subject do you have? And he practiced before he came before senior pastor, and he said, senior pastor, it is written on my envelope. When I heard it, unless you have it in your heart, even after practicing, you cannot make the confession of faith. As I said, in 2010, we thought the financial blessing would come right away. However, in 2015, it is now, as we heard the prayer title of like glory and fruit, then now truly believe in our heart that, you know, since we trust the shepherd, then we can receive such glory and fruit. So if it is not your faith, your confession doesn't work. No, nobody forced Daniel's three friends to make that kind of confession of faith. So even if you're forced to speak like that, you cannot do that. So true confession of faith is cannot be forced. It can come out only when you have it in your heart. So even if you say, I believe, even though I am like this, the power of the shepherd is so great, it will be done according to my faith. Well, from time to time, some people write the letter of repentance even though they didn't truly repent. Then senior pastor prays until they make true repentance without let go or without letting go of them from his heart. You just say it, you just think it's so, you know, trivial. You first have to repent and write the letter of repentance. And then even if you are not ready, a senior pastor doesn't ask you, why aren't you, you know, prepare yourself well before you come here. He just prays until you make true repentance, until you break down your wall of sin. So the confession of faith should be from the depths of your heart. So, to receive blessing through the timely word, first of all, you should never lose the chance. Because chance is not given to you in just any time. Isaiah 55 verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Well, when we live according to Father God's will, and when we live our lives by faith, then He will always listen to our prayer and gives us an answer. However, there is a time that Father God wants to give a special blessing, that we should never lose this chance. One of such cases is chance is to when we repent. Now, it's our time to repent. Then we have to put ourselves down with humble heart, and we have to repent, and then we have to beg His mercy. If we just make an excuse, then it's not true repentance. Even though I did something wrong, then, I couldn't help it. There is a time for repentance. You have to truly empty yourself, become humble, and you have to beg for Father God's forgiveness with humble heart through the true repentance. That is true repentance. So you have to humble yourself and you have to acknowledge your fault without making an excuse. I didn't remember your saying and I was not in goodness. I was not of goodness. Please forgive me. Well, think about King Saul. He was the first king of Israel. Well, he was humble in the beginning. However, once he became the king, he became arrogant. And he, you know, gave offerings as he pleased. It was the offerings that only the priest could give. It is well written in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 8 to 13. Which reads, Now he waited 7 days according to the appointed time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattering from him. So Saul said, Bring to me the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, and he offered the burnt offerings. As soon as he finished offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him and to greet him. But Samuel said, What have you done? And Saul said, Because I saw that the people were scattering from me, and that you didn't come within the appointed days, and that the Philistines were assembling at the Michmash. Therefore I said, Now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not asked the favor of the Lord. So I forced myself and offered the burnt offering. And Samuel said to the son, You know, it's been only 2 years after he became the king. In the beginning, he was humble. He was so shy. However, once he became the king, he became arrogant like this. He gave, you know, burnt offerings. When Samuel said, What have you done? You know, instead of repenting, you know, he made an excuse. That was not it. 1 Samuel 15, verses 2 to 3 says, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he set himself against him on the way while he was coming up from Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek and utterly destroy all that he has, and do not spare him, but put to death both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. You know, Samuel was supposed to kill everything, but he took the best of lamb, ox, and he destroyed all the, you know, lowly things. Then when Samuel rebuked him, Saul made an excuse again. It is written in 1 Samuel 15, verses 20 and 21. Instead of saying, I'm sorry, forgive me. He said, I did obey the voice of the Lord and went on a mission on which the Lord sent me and have brought back, you know, Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took some of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the choicest of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal. So it was King Saul's excuse. And then verse 23 says, Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. That's what Samuel said. However, Saul didn't repent it. King Saul didn't repent, even after Samuel said like this. In 1 Samuel 15:30, then he said, you know, Saul said, I have sinned, but please honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel, and go back with me, that I may worship the Lord your God. If you read this part, you can think, you know, King Saul was so arrogant, and he tries to, you know, lift him up. Of course he did. You know, he didn't regard the word of God high. Now we have to look back on ourselves whether we behave like this. Don't we make an excuse all the time? Don't we ask favor from other people? Don't we hide ourselves and hide our wrongdoings instead of repenting and getting a chance of forgiveness?
인정하고 내려놓을 때, 내가 정말 진정 나를 내려놓을 때,
when we humble ourselves, we can truly receive the chance of repentance. The same is with the confession of faith. You can make the confession of faith only when you listen to others in a spiritual manner. If you have pride or ill feelings, then you cannot make the confession of faith. When your pride or ill feelings were hurt or stimulated, then untruth comes out from your heart. You should not have any pride or ill feelings in your heart. Then you can make true confession of faith. Well, Luke chapter 7, verses 2 to 10, you can find the centurion made the confession of faith. The centurion was not an Israelite. He heard the news about Jesus, you know, healing the sick. Even if he asked Jesus, Jesus couldn't go to any place. However, those elders said, and the centurion was proper. And the people said, and the centurion loved the Israelites. Now, the centurion wanted to Jesus, you know, coming or Jesus in a prayer for his servant. Then Jesus wanted to come to centurion. Then centurion makes this beautiful confession of faith. It can be found in Luke chapter 7, verses 6 to 8. It says, Now Jesus started on his way with them, and when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself further, for I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. For this reason, I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it. It was the confession of the centurion. Then Jesus said, he couldn't find such faith in Israel. The centurion found his servant healed. It was the power transcending space and time. When Jesus spoke like that, you know, his servant was healed. Centurion didn't meet Jesus. He just heard the news about him, and he came to have faith. What a beautiful confession is it? It was the confession of value. However, you cannot make this kind of confession overnight. You have to look at things with the eyes of faith and think, then you can make this kind of confession of faith. You have to always apply the spiritual realm to your life, then you can make this kind of spiritual confession. The same applies to the lady, the Syrophoenician lady. When Jesus went to Tyre, there was a daughter possessed by a demon. That the Syrophoenician lady asked him to heal her daughter. He rather ridiculed and insulted the lady. Mark 7:27 says, And he was saying to her, Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Jesus considered the Syrophoenician lady as a dog. However, it was a test. Because it was required to pay. It was required for the Syrophoenician lady to pay for justice. That's why Jesus said this, and he was trying to draw the confession of faith from the Syrophoenician lady. Now, from the heart, that Syrophoenician lady made the confession of faith. In Mark 7:28, she answered, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs. And verses 28 and 30, And he said to her, Because of this answer, go, the demon has gone out of your daughter. And going back to her home, she found the child lying on the bed and the demon having left.
고백을 하였기 때문에 응답을 주신다 하시는 것입니다.
너무나 Our Lord said, because of this answer, He said, since this lady made the confession of faith, according to her faith, her child could be set free from demon. Now, if you have pride, you cannot make this kind of confession. Unless you have a humble heart, you cannot make this kind of confession. You are insulted. Someone, you know, insults you as a dog. Imagine senior pastor insults you like that as a dog. Then you may say, how could senior pastor speak like that? You may say like this. You may use your thought. Senior pastor knows the heart of people. And sometimes he tries to, you know, draw faith from people. Now Jesus said this because he knew the Syrophoenician lady had goodness in her heart. So, Jesus gave her a chance to make the confession of faith so that you know, she could pay the price for justice. She didn't have ill feelings when Jesus said like this. She rather made a confession of faith and her daughter was healed. She didn't lose the chance. In order not to lose chance like this in a Syrophoenician lady, you must be completely humble as you repent, and you have to get rid of your pride and ill feelings from your heart. And you have to look at things with the spiritual eyes. And you gotta have that kind of heart through prayers. When you have to make a confession of faith, then you have to look around the situation with the eyes of faith. You should not have self in your heart. You should not have any pride in your heart whenever you want to make the confession of goodness. Now, to receive blessing with this timely word, secondly, you have to be awake all the time. If you are slumber, even if Father God wants to give you blessing, if you are at sleep, then you cannot receive blessing. If you are sleeping, you cannot receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Even though Father God gives you time, since you are not awake, you cannot grab the chance. If you receive the guidance and if you obey the help of the Holy Spirit, then you can overcome any kinds of trials and afflictions. However, if you are asleep, then you cannot grab the chance. You will lose that chance. Since you are asleep, even though the Holy Spirit knocks on your heart, you cannot figure it out.
내가 아는 진리로 말을 내는 것이 아니라 성령의 도우심을 받아야 합니다. 늘 깨어서 성령의 도우심을
so,
받아야 합니다.
So, to speak the timely words, to make the confession of faith, it cannot be done with your wisdom. You have to always receive the help of the Holy Spirit. If you read the 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 10 says, David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and will you give them into my hand? Then the Lord said to him, go up, for I will give them into your hand. David always asked God whether he had to go up against or not. Whenever he asked prayer, Father God answered, and he obeyed, and he won victory all the time. So like this, if we ask Father God all the time, then we can receive blessing from Father God, like just as David did. Well, you pray fervently, right? However, you don't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit because you pray in your thought. So some of you say, Father, you tell me to be humble. But even though I found evil, even though I discovered myself, even though you look at me, why am I so slow to change? I've discovered myself 2 or 3 months ago. Well, why don't you give me an answer? You have lived your life as you please. And for like 30 or 40 years. Now you just prayed for 3 or 4 months. And you say you made an effort, then you are complaining because I don't give you answer. You should know until, you should know how to wait until you receive answer. You have to pile up your repentance. He received that kind of God's word, God's revelation. He should be able to receive the, able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Then he might have realized, you know, what was wrong with him. But he wanted to receive, you know, love from Father God, but, you know, it didn't happen. So he complained like this. It's not confession of goodness. You have to, if it is your case, then you have to always think about the forefathers in the Bible, like Abraham and Mary and Enoch. They were so humble, and their hearts were of goodness, and they always made peace with others. But you didn't do that. So you have to pray. You have to repent. You have to hold on to the words of the Bible and try to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Then you can, you know, you can discover yourself better. Since you pray only from your own perspective, you cannot understand the heart of the Holy Spirit. So please, be humble, empty yourself, and always just try to concentrate on the will of Father God and the Holy Spirit, and try to awake all the time. And you have to pray to be awake. Then you can receive the help of the Holy Spirit and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. So many of you pray holding on to the Word of God. You know, message of the cross and Beatitudes and love chapter. Whenever you listen to those messages, you are able to discover yourself, right? And you can pray. What about Apostle Paul? He received revelation and he manifested great power. He always lived a life of giving glory to Father God. Nowadays, I think of Apostle Paul much. Then I taught myself to pray more and think about Father God's will more to be the servant of God's power. Apostle Paul was such a man. However, he wants to give glory to Father God all the time. So, and I realized something. And I said, I said in my prayer, Father God, I want to be like Apostle Paul, but at the same time, I want to give glory to you as I do that. Now, I was so touched when I heard the prayer title message, the Beautiful Sanctuary. And then the senior pastor said, you know, when we look around in Grand Sanctuary, we can find people of Holy Spirit in front of us, our back, on our both sides. So I pray all the time with those messages printed. So when we go to the Grand Sanctuary, we can find such people. But before we go to Main Sanctuary, you know, we should be able to find our shortcomings or, you know, lack, you know, some shortages. And when we compare ourselves to those, you know, compared with those in Abraham and in Mary Magdalene, and we have to, you know, change ourselves, right? In order to do that, I pray with that message printed in front of me. Then, if we do that together, then when we go to the Grand Sanctuary, we can find people of Holy Spirit all around us. Senior pastor, you know, points many people around him, but when people are not awake, you know, he just doesn't, you know, point those people. When he give an instruction to people in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, some people use their own thoughts and don't obey, and then things are not accomplished. And they don't think about the disobedience they made, even though the senior pastor gave them instruction. They don't realize it. Later, as they repent, they realize what happened. Senior pastor always, you know, sought after the will of Father God and depended on the help of the Holy Spirit.
따도 단열차의 기도에 이런 말씀을 주셨는데 더 나를 발견하게 하시고 찾게 해주옵소서라고 기도할 때 변화의 모습으로 나올 수 있습니다.
When we, you know, follow the example of senior pastor like that, we can also change.
보이는 일들이 있습니다. 운영의 분들이 가끔 이거 이렇게
Some people of Holy Spirit, you know, tell us to do something. 3 years ago, Pastor Sushin Lee told me something. I think you have a feeling of disappointment. I couldn't find it. I don't have it. I'm so happy all the time. I rejoice. You know, whenever I think of the Lord and I cry, I'm so thankful. Now, 2 years later, I told her, I found it. From the level where I was in 3 years ago, I couldn't find myself. But later on, a year later, I was able to find it. Now, I'm working on it to get rid of it. Whenever I say, don't blame others, blame yourself. Then people say, why it's my fault and why Pastor Lee says always it's her fault. And a couple of years later, they came to me and said, they now realize that you know, it was their fault. Senior pastor always thought about and sought after the will of God and depended on the help of the Holy Spirit. He always sought after the heart and will of Father God. He always thought about what Father God would want. And he found answer all the time, and he lived according to Father God's will. And that's what we witnessed. So it is important to be awake. And as we are awake, we will not lose the chance of blessing. Jesus gave us a parable of 10 virgins. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour. We have to be awake, and when we should receive blessing when the time comes. When the time comes, we should be able to overcome trials. Those who can listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you know, they can speak the words of confession, right? On the right timing. Thirdly, to receive blessing with the timely word, we have to prepare ourselves. We should be ready. Well, let me tell you in greater detail. From the parable of 10 virgins, 5 of them didn't prepare oil in their lamp, so they couldn't meet their husband. So preparation is how to behave before Father God. Even though it is time to receive blessing, if your vessel is not ready, you cannot receive blessing. It is the year of fruit. Father God will give us blessing for sure. And only those who are prepared can receive blessing. We should be ready. We should prepare ourselves. We have to circumcise our heart. We should prepare our vessels. And we should be able to speak the words of confession with the timely words. Since we know that we will reap as we sow, we have to pile up our offerings, deeds of goodness, our prayers. And we have to, you know, prepare ourselves with these processes. And at the same time, we have to discover ourselves and get rid of those evil things from our heart. Well, we know that we have a pride, we have ill feelings, just like, you know, King Saul. But even after you discover them, don't you just cover them up? You have to find such attributes, and through fervent prayer, get rid of them, prepare your vessel. Pastor Mingyong Cho testified in the Mami magazine. He wanted to say thank you, but he couldn't let it out. She was so shy. So she thought about it, she thought about herself, and then she practiced, and she prepared herself. We should be like that. We should not, you know, speak without thinking. We have to think. And whenever we speak, we have to examine, we have to ask ourselves what kind of feelings we had in our heart. We have to become like the way, we have to go the way, just the way Father God wants us to go. So when you are not ready, you cannot pass the test. When you are ready, which means you already got rid of every evil from your heart. Let's think about the example of Sarah and how we have to prepare ourselves. Chapter 18 of Genesis, you can see that God told Sarah when she would have a baby for Abraham. And Senior Pastor explained it very well in Genesis lecture. Genesis 18 verse 12 says, Sarah left to herself saying, after I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? Well, before this verse, in Genesis 17, verse 17, it says, then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, will a child be born to a man 100 years old? And will Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? Well, it looked similar. Both of them left. And they both said, we are old and how can we have a baby? However, the confession of Abraham and the confession of Sarah are completely different. And Senior Pastor explained it to us. And then after the explanation, we can find what was the will of Father God. Abraham left because, Abraham left out of his joy because he knew that it was time. Abram said, will a child be born to a man 100 years old? He said it because it was impossible in a man's thought, but anything is possible with Father God. He believed it, and out of his faith, he made this kind of confession. However, confession of Sarah was different. She used the fleshly thought. She doubted the ability of Father God, and she showed her the faithless heart. Genesis 18:13 says, and the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I indeed bear a child when I am so old? Verse 14 says, is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid of God who knew her heart. So in 15, she said, I didn't laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, no, you did laugh. You can deceive man, but not God. When Father God said, you did laugh, Sarah couldn't deny it. Father God knows everything. Even if what Father God says is not in your accordance with your thought, you should never say no. Father God searches your deep heart. Since Father God knows everything, even if we say amen with lips only, Father God can see whether we have faith or not. The important thing is what kind of heart we have in the depths of our heart. When the depths of our heart is filled with evil, we have to get rid of it. We may say yes, even though the things not in accordance with our heart, but Father God knows our heart. Since there was no help of the Holy Spirit, people cannot circumcise their heart that easily. However, Sarah was able to see what goodness is and what love is through her husband, Abraham. However, she had the heart of evil. So she revealed her heart, the heart of evil, outwardly. Furthermore, Sarah had a good example of faith right beside her. However, she didn't change her heart indeed. That's why she couldn't go to good heaven. Luke 12, verses 47 and 48 says, "And that slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accord with his will receive many lashes, but the one who did not know it and committed deeds worthy of a flogging will receive but few. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required, and to whom they entrusted much of him, they will ask all the more." Even though she lived in the Old Testament days, she was in a great chance beside Abraham. However, she was still in flesh, and she didn't change her heart. That's why she couldn't go beyond paradise in heaven. You know, she was wife to the forefather of faith, Abraham, but she just went to paradise. It is a shocking news. Judgment is done according to Father God's will. Father God cannot give her better things only because of the reason that she was a wife to Abraham. Abraham gave many lessons to Sarah. And Abraham told her about the will of Father God, but you know, she didn't listen to Abraham. That's why Abraham mourned for her. It is the same. There are many churches, but they don't know the truth. They don't know the will of Father God. But this church learned the will of God, learned heaven, learned different dwelling places through our shepherd. Now we can see them, we can witness them, and then we learned what Father God hates and what Father God likes. And we witness the example through our shepherd. And we see the evidences of God's power. All the works of the Bible, healing works, power, signs and wonders, we witness them before our eyes. However, if we speak recklessly, just like Sarah did, then you cannot look for a better dwelling place in heaven. You may think you can go to New Jerusalem. However, once you receive blessing, or once you receive grace, you have to change yourself. You have to remember the word, you have to live by the truth, and you have to remove evil from your heart, and you should be able to make the confession of faith. We are so touched when people tell us the words of goodness. Even if we listen to them, those words cannot become ours. From 2010 to 2014, I witnessed a senior pastor. Just as you witnessed, I witnessed him. Because since I was closer to him, I was able to see him without any strength. Then whenever it happened, the senior pastor didn't say, "I am suffering like this." He didn't say that. He said, "What if congregation worries about me when I stand on the altar with this, like this? What if those people without faith may misunderstand me?" The senior pastor worried about hindering the glory of God, even though he lived his entire life for the glory of Father God. And he worried for the congregation. That's how he has lived life like that. Now we witnessed him, not just a year or 2 years, from 2010 until today. We saw him suffering from all the pains that exceed our man's thought. Even though he suffers, he stretches out his hand and prays for many people. Now I heard that a senior pastor missed a small child. And the senior pastor went out and grabbed the little child's hands and prayed for him. Now, as we have those examples around us, we have to always you know, look back on ourselves and change. Now, you got a phone call. Your child didn't come to school. Now, your child come back. Now, what should you do? Why didn't you go to school? What did you do? Are you going to speak like that? Or are you going to say, what did you do after school? And the child said, I went to school. Hey, you lied. Are you going to say like that? Or are you going to wait? Why don't you, you know, wait for your child to, you know, repent and, you know, try to soothe your child's heart? If you do like that, then your child will not lie again. Then your child will be honest with you. That's what senior pastor did to us. I was told that you didn't go to school. Why did you lie? Senior pastor has never done that to us. A pastor confessed, testified, when she became the senior in high school. She wanted to stay afar from her friends because she had to study. But when senior pastor heard it, instead of saying, of course you should not go to his, you know, go to a party with those friends. Instead, senior pastor said, it's your friends and it's your friend in the birthday party. Why didn't you go and celebrate with them? Well, she didn't go there because, you know, she was afraid of, you know, drinking alcohol. She said, you know, she said later, the senior pastor, you know, believed in her even though she wasn't believing in herself. We have to believe in our children. We have to listen to them. We have to speak words of goodness to them all the time. I heard the testimony of a 5-year-old child. She is very young, right? She was, you know, learning in, you know, colors. When people wear, you know, white, you know, she says, no, she likes white. I, you know, put on a pink jacket, I like pink color. You know, she was speaking like that. Now, people said, what does your father like? And then her father puts on gray color, right? That's the color she didn't know. But then, and she said, you know, my father likes color red. She didn't know the color gray, the jacket of the color that, you know, her father was putting on. But, you know, she only knew the color black, and in that gray jacket looked like, you know, black jacket. And she couldn't tell the people that, you know, her father liked the color black, but because, you know, Father God hates color black. Instead of saying black, she found, you know, her father's, you know, watch was in a color of red. And she said, you know, my father likes, you know, color red. Why don't we pray and consider other situation and speak the words of goodness just like this little child? We should prepare ourselves to speak timely words. We have to cultivate our heart all the time. We have to be awake. We have to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And we have to prepare ourselves. We have to practice all the time. And we have to think before we speak. We have to consider others' points before we speak. Before we act, we have to make an effort like that. There was a deacon. Pastor, I didn't understand my husband. But I realized that I didn't love my husband. Well, she was not concentrating on her husband because she thought that she was busy with the church work. Now she changed and she listens to her husband. Now she said, what else can I do more? So I said, why don't you do it with your heart? Well, she speaks in good manner. But you know what? Even though she speaks nicely to her husband, in her heart that she wants to, she wants to go to church to work, And her husband knew it. That's why I told her to do it with her heart. From her heart, she must be able to understand her husband and speaks. Then her husband can change. That's what I said. We make an effort to speak the words of goodness. Unless we truly understand others' hearts from our heart, we cannot make true confession. Let's say we listen to love chapter message. And the senior pastor said, you know, unless, I mean, it is nothing if we don't have love in our heart. Well, we may help needy people. But if we do it without love, it's nothing. Even if you sacrifice yourself, if you complain, then your aid is nothing. If you are disappointed after the aid, then it's useless. Now, why don't you apply this message to our measure of faith? Well, if you haven't received the measure of faith yet, if you cultivate your heart the way Father God likes, and if you pray fervently, then someday you will receive your measure of faith. Now, even if you are disappointed or disheartened, or if you complain, when you didn't receive the measure of faith, then you have to remember, even if you sacrifice yourself for others, if there is no love, it's useless. You have to remember that verse. Then you have to change yourself according to the word. Father, I will fill up my shortages and I will make my heart the way you want. Instead of being disappointed, why don't you go with thanks like this? You should be like that. We listen to testimonies. Testimonies of those people with good faith. Now, you heard that, you know, even though their measure of faith was not reaching what they expected, even on that moment, you know, they were so thankful. And later on, their faith increased. We have to learn from them. When Father God gives blessing, we should not lose that chance. In order to do that, we have to prepare ourselves all the time. There are many forefathers, and there are many people around Jesus, but not all of them received God's blessing. Only those who prepare themselves receive the blessing. Think about General Naaman. He was not Israelite. Luke 4:27 says, our Lord said, and there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. He was a general of Aram when he was a leper. He was a Gentile. But he listened to the good news of his maid. He had the heart of goodness to listen to him. So listen to her. She was ready with this kind of goodness. If it was the word of goodness, he was able to listen to it. He was loved and favored by his king. However, he said, you know, I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria. Then he would cure him of his leprosy. That's what, you know, his maid said. He listened to it and he went with humble heart to the prophet. He prepared himself with offerings. Now, when he didn't meet Elisha, Elisha just told him to wash himself in the Jordan River 7 times. But, you know, Naaman didn't like it and he was about to go back to his country. But his servants said in 2 Kings 5:13, then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, had the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more than when he says to you, wash and be clean? Those servants called him, my father. You can see what kind of intimate relationship they had. If you're upset, you cannot listen to others well. However, General Naaman was very upset because, you know, Elisha didn't see him, didn't greet him. But he was able to listen to his servants. He was ready to listen to those words. Since you are not humble, you don't listen to others' words. Now, when his servant said like this, he was able to obey and wash himself in the Jordan River and he was cleansed. Father God wants us to prepare ourselves to be ready, in our heart. Naaman didn't ignore them. He had such a good heart. And he washed himself and he was completely healed. He followed the goodwill of God. Even though it is not in accordance with his thought, he listened to the word of Elisha and he obeyed. So preparing ourselves is to obey the word of God and prepare ourselves like that. Let me conclude this message. The timing is so important. But we cannot find the timing all the time. In order to do that, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to be ready. We have to be awake. We have to be awake by the help of the Holy Spirit. And whenever we speak, we have to speak the words of goodness. Now, do you please others? Or do you give sorrow to others? Is your word giving hard time to others or giving joy to others? You have to ask yourself. You have to look back. Whatever you speak, whatever coming out of your mouth, will come back to you. In order to say, instead of saying, negative things, you should say, well, even though you're suffering, I think it is time to receive blessing. So please pray by faith. Then Father God will work for the good and will rather give you blessing. Then people will be happy and the people will take it as a confession of faith. You should be able to give strength and help to others like this. As I prepare for this message, I went to visit. Someone said, my son dyed his hair yellow. The next day we were supposed to meet senior pastor.
너는 좀 놀았나 보다. 이렇게 얘기를 하더라는 거예요. 그래서
너무 Now, it was the day to meet with senior pastor. The senior pastors looked at him and said, Your hair color is so beautiful. You know, when we go to heaven, you know, we will have a blonde hair. So when you go to heaven, you will have a blonde hair in heaven. So that's a beautiful color. That's what senior pastor said.
노란내라는 말을 넌 참 노는 아이인가 보다 이렇게 말을 들었으면 그 아이는 어떻게 될지
Well, since the child, the son, you know, heard senior pastor saying like this, you know, he was able to love senior pastor more. And then he said, you know, senior pastor told me that I would go to heaven. And then later on, he was able to, you know, believe in the senior pastor all the more. Words of goodness can save people, can revive people. I hope that you can give joy to others. I hope you can give happiness to others with your words. I hope that you can solve problems of others. In order to do that, we have to speak timely words, and you have to work for the good. Let's think over the message and pray together.
할렐루야 사랑과 은혜 아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 때에 합당한 말을 내야 되는 이 말씀들을 함께 은혜를 나누었습니다. 때에 합당한 말을 낼 때 그것이 가장 가치 있는 것이고 내가 내고 싶다고 내는 것이 아니라 그렇게 준비해야 된다 말씀드렸습니다. 깨어 있어야 되고 때에 맞게 말을 해야 되며 또 준비하여야 이런 말을 낼 수 있다 말씀을 드렸는데 우리가 선한 말을 내기 위해서 궁구하고 생각해보고 또 성령의 도우심을 받아 더 선하고 아버지 기뻐하시는 말 살리는 말 힘이 될 수 있는 고백을 할 수 있는 우리가 되어질 수 있도록 축복하시며 함께 주옵소서 감사하고 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통한 당연히 Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God Almighty. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and GCN TV in branch churches all around the world, as well as in local sanctuaries. Give them faith, believe, and drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerve tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away, may the light come. Please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let the blind come to see, deaf to hear, the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.